I was out at the LAUSD headquarters this morning, where a group was gathered in protest of 208 proposed layoffs. It was 6 a.m., still dark, and freezing cold, but that was the least of everyone's worries. These proposed layoffs are targeting special service workers in the district, like school psychologists, librarians, and mental health workers, people who are directly helping kids with the problems they face.
They prevent kids from dropping out. They keep kids safe.
Jose Lara is a teachers union activist.
They work with poor, neglected youth, children from foster homes, children who have been abused at home, and need the extra counseling and support in order to be successful in the classroom. When you cut those people, then what you're doing is saying is throwing away those kids and leaving them behind.
Stop the violence! Stop the violence! Stop the violence!
Those who came out in support continue to stress the fact that having special service employees is essential in struggling schools.
Our students need social workers, they need school librarians, they need school psychologists.
Having these professionals on our campus is really a life and death situation for many students.
We're there as a front line to help provide them with that support. When people are at the business level, it's always easy to cut the people that are down doing the grunt work, but that's what we're there for.
A candidate who is running for the LA School Board in March, Robert Skeels, was out waving signs. He isn't a teacher, but he understands what they are up against.
My community asked me to run precisely because of situations like this. The budget priorities and the policies of this school board do not reflect those of the wishes of the community.
Skeel says there's another proposal on the school board's agenda today that also doesn't reflect the wishes of the community.
At the same day that they're talking about laying off 208 vital service providing personnel, they're also voting on giving away millions of dollars worth of iPads to students. Those kind of priorities don't reflect those of our community. We believe that that money should be spent providing services to our students.
iPads, where's the money for the iPads? Where's the money for the 1,008s? Where's that money?
So they're all out here rallying, but what are they hoping to accomplish? Teacher Ron Gochez thinks they've already made an impression.
Well, we know that we've gotten the attention of the school board of the district. We saw that the superintendent was already out here at 5 in the morning. So,
Lara wanted to leave me with one final statement that very passionately pretty much sums up what they are hoping to achieve.
Everyone who supports education, we're going to continue to pressure so that they can stop the layoffs.
These cuts are unacceptable. We call on the leadership from the president, school board president Monica Garcia, to do the right thing and vote against these cuts.
As the sun was rising over downtown, and as the cries of protest continue, dedicated teachers and LAUSD employees will keep fighting for their cause and their jobs. Emily Mathieu, Annenberg Radio News.